Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory be to God. Amen. Just before the service began, there was a dream I had sometime a few weeks ago, or a few days ago. And again, I gave my opinion of what it means. Okay. You remember the dream of the scan? There was part B, which wasn't relevant for you guys. And so I gave my humble opinion, all right? Because I don't know everything, and I'm not God. Yeah, but this morning, there's a lady who I was talking with, and she told me that this morning she had a dream. And the dream, more or less, like, emphasized that, yeah, my opinion was what? Yeah, it was of God, and someone Bambi needs to be prayed for. Someone who's not in this church. Okay, in fact, in the dream, I think there are seasons when I'm in God's good books. In the dream, it was the individual Bambi. We should come and we talk. There's a big time spiritual issue. Someone in another church, and I don't want to interfere with what? I don't want to interfere with anyone who is another. I don't want that saved in heaven. All right? Yeah. In fact, when I had the dream, someone was like, so are you going to call them to pray for them and you talk? I'm like, no. I'll pray for them from these ends. You know, there's no distance in the... I'll pray for them from those ends. All right? But I know where they are, it's messed up. I'll pray for them and I saw God, if you want. You understand? But in the dream this morning, they're like, okay. So anyway, God is good. God is what? God is good. Talking about a nap, all right? Rachel's upcoming nap. Someone had a nap also last Sunday. All right? Mrs. Christine Mujimba, okay, took a nap last Sunday after the service, all right? And then she had a dream, all right, which is there. And in that dream, I, Moses, was driving her son, okay, her son who today was very advantageous. Was very advantageous to Dennis because he wanted Dennis to come and bring a what? And wipe the tears. But the man apparently was what? Looking after the son. But after the tears, when Denny came with the son, you should have come with the son and wiped the tears. That's why I chased away their daughter. Hallelujah. And so in the dream, Pastor Moses was driving my son Raphael to go and visit the Msinguzis. Okay, I am Msinguzi, all right? So, only Raphael had been visiting the Msinguzis, and every time it would be pastor to pick him and to drop him at their place, at the Msinguzis. And pastor wondered that for 4 consecutive weeks, okay, how many weeks? 4 consecutive weeks, Raphael had been going to the Msinguzis, but was not getting tired, okay? The dreamer, who Christine could tell in the dream, that pastor knew that Raphael would continue to visit the 5th time and many more times. Then pastor wondered why this was happening. He then said, as if talking to some people, he said that, by the way, Raphael's name means angel of the Lord. I don't know why that angel is in capital letters. I put it in small letters. Angel, like boy, girl. Yeah? See, okay? When you put it in capital letters, okay, the A, you create a bias, okay, in the interpretation. You already what? Yeah, but angel. Hallelujah. Anyway, so that's it. Yeah, that the name means angel of the Lord. And pastor continuing to say that, I prefer to think about it that way, not just like it is Raphael, okay, but that it is, yes, an angel of the Lord. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. So, this to me sounds like a dream from heaven, doesn't it? Yeah, and it's a good dream. If you believe it, it's a good dream. 4 consecutive what? Sundays. I counted those Sundays, okay? And they begin from that Sunday when we did the prophetic history of LAT. Yes, it begins that Sunday. You remember? A sermon which ideally should have been given at an anniversary. Okay? The title was something to do with God will perform his word. Eh? He will fulfill his word. Glory be to God. And then now later, we got to learn that actually, unknown to us, it was actually a new season for the church. You remember? Uh-huh. Okay? And when we began that, anyway, we began to talk about that, okay, that Sunday, there was an angel of the Lord who began to visit us. And he was there the following Sunday. And he was there when we were sending off with Juliana and doing a worship service. He was around last Sunday, all right? And she knew that he would be around what? On the fifth Sunday, which is today. Where is he seated? Don't get weird, amen? Just know. Yeah, but this, evidently, it is not an ordinary angel. Because angels are always with us. Now, for God to highlight that there's an angel, okay, that has been coming, you know, that means it is not an ordinary angel. Glory be to God. There are classes of angels. There are hierarchy, you know, there's a hierarchy. Glory be to God. Amen. Now, this angel is not the ordinary one. Glory be to God. And whatever his work is, we shall get to know. In the meantime, we just continue to glorify Jesus. Please don't make a big thing of angels. You'll go off track. All right? Don't start coming here to pray and then saying, the angels who are here, we thank you for being here. Please don't do that. All right? Don't do that. That is how Bomutandika on a certain tangent. Please glorify the Lord. All right? And it is his business what he does with his angels. Glory be to God. But this is good. Glory be to God. This is what? This is very good, man. I'd rather be in a small church like this. Ninga mumanyi muli kuchi. Muli kumulamwa, you are in good books with heaven. Hallelujah. And if you're doing the will of the Lord, all these things, rent, machines, those ones, they automatically happen. Glory be to God. Whether people tithe or not, God can give a deal to someone, and then, tithe rent for a whole month. Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, those giving things, hallelujah. Amen? And we should continue this way. We should continue how? This way. Hallelujah. The angel of who? Of the Lord. An angel of the Lord. Glory be to God. This is wonderful, eh? So I thought I should share it today, though I got it, I think, on Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, but I was like, this is so good. It has to be shared. Hallelujah. So Mrs. and Dr. Mujimba, please continue dreaming. Hallelujah. Continue what? Dreaming. There are many people in this church who are big timer, who dreamers. Yeah. Flora, I don't know what happened to you. Flora shared with me one dream. I've known Flora since 2006, 2005. And Flora shared with me one dream only. Yeah, one dream. And that one dream was actually, Flora had issues. Her finances were okay. Then one day, sometime her money began to get messed up. She was earning the same, but things were bad. All right? Things were what? So, yeah, she used to, of course, she was coming here for church. Then she had another place which she used to go to. So she's like, man, what is happening? So what she did, she told me later, she paused all her giving. She was still coming here on Sunday, but not giving. I go to learn later. Isn't it? But not giving. Even the other place, anyway, which was what? Zoe. Even there, because she wanted to find out where is the problem. Where am I giving that I shouldn't be giving? All right? Then she even decided to fast. She said, God, this has to be answered. She began a fast. All right? Now, the day she was, the last day of the fast, all right, I had a dream. Glory be to God. Sometimes I dream, man. Hallelujah. Sometimes. And then I had a dream. All right, I had a dream. Flora was in there. I just knew, yeah, this, you know. So I called her. We met. We talked. I gave her my opinion. All right. Then she told me, Moses, this, you know, she told me this has been happening with my money. I decided to stop all giving. I decided to fast for God to answer me. And I'm supposed to, even right now as we speak, I am fasting. Okay, my fast is ending in a few hours. And she's like, what you dreamed is an answer to what I was what? Okay? And in the dream, basically, Elvis was abusing her. Hallelujah. And then she realized the problem wasn't here. All right? The problem was what? Yeah, you see, some of you, you blame us for stuff, man. Get it for 21. Truly innocent. Truly what? Truly innocent. You remember? Years ago, I told you that I was going to switch my name to Pastor Innocent. Okay? Because I want to be innocent as far as you guys are concerned. And they say, you understand? Eh? Now, whether she resumed to give ya, I don't know. But now it's been 5 years, I think. Whether she resumed, I don't know, because I very rarely do I know, you know, I don't, yeah, those things are for Rachel and whoever, what? Walks around with a bag. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. But how did we end up there? Yeah. One. Okay, from 206. Okay. Judith, never. Have I? Yeah. Now, not that you guys don't dream, but what I'm saying is, yeah, I don't, you understand. All right? Yeah. Lydia was a pro. Okay? Maybe what she dreams now is none of my business. And that's okay, by the way. Your life, all your life, your pastor didn't have to be in your thing, eh? But it's very okay, eh? All right? Pastors who try to, which wants to be in your life, eh? That is, usually there's something wrong. And that's a control spirit, eh? Control manipulation, eh? You understand, eh? I don't want man, I only come when I'm invited, all right? But if you don't invite me and I get a dream, God inviting me in your things, I'll come. But humbly, hallelujah, humbly and without, you know, yeah, now like that dream, that someone is like, yeah, there's another church, but Pastor Msinguzi, you have to talk to the guy. That one now, and it's not me, by the way, who's going to make the call. No, I'm not the one. That instruction wasn't given to me to make the call. Hallelujah. Yeah, but God is what? Yeah, faithful, yeah, and good. Amen? God is faithful and what? Yeah. Young children, never forget that. That God is faithful and good. Glory be to God. Yeah, now, today we're going to talk about something very simple. For those of you who have known me since I began preaching in 2011, it was, my things are not difficult. My things are not what? It must be the reason why. The reason why I don't know how to preach hard things, I don't know how to make things hard, is because, contrary to what some of you think, I am actually not very intelligent. I am the ordinary, And now, if you're not so intelligent, there's no way you can speak completely. You understand? And I thank God for that. So that's why I rarely fight for an opinion. I just tell, that's my opinion. Because you might be brighter than me and you think, I say, my opinion. And then I tell you, go sort yourself out with God, whether my opinion is what? Or 1, 2, 4, what series? Yes, I'm not like Professor Chamanywa. Glory be to God. Teddy's father. Batanikaji University. University of Bunyoro or Bunyoro University? Tobarabiaku TV. Very bright chap. Very bright gentleman. Okay? Yeah. Glory be to God. So, something very simple. All right? And I decided to call it a high-quality, a high-quality Christian before God, okay? A Christian knows of quality, but not just quality, but high quality. And not before men, but before God, because that's what actually matters, all right? What God's opinion is about you, all right? Glory be to God. Amen? Yeah, you can have a CV on earth, but when in heaven, you have another one. You can have a name on earth, but in heaven, God is like, he has another name, completely different one, a bad one. But here on earth, you have a good one. All right? Now, so here, you're considered as a high quality Christian or a person, but in heaven, in the spirit realm, they're like, what, zero, nothing. All right? We shouldn't be like that. All right? You know, Jerusalem, okay? Most people speak of Jerusalem as, it is a holy city in the sense that it is set apart. Not in the sense that people there are holy. You understand, eh? Okay, Israel is one of the most evil places on this planet. All right? But we should still go there for 2 hours. Eh? Okay, it's a place where God is going to reign. And one day it will really be holy. But for now it's not. Eh? All right? And it hasn't begun now. So, the people who think of it now, what's the city in Israel? Tel Aviv. Okay? Tel Aviv is one of the leading LGBT communities in the world. Israel, the land, the Holy Land, Tel Aviv. You ask Mark and Rachel. They were there for honeymoon. All right? Yeah. So it shouldn't be like that. Amen? The Bible says in Revelation chapter 11, you remember there are some two witnesses who will appear during the tribulation in Israel and they will proclaim the word of the Lord. Then they will be killed. All right. So in verse 7, it says that when they finish their testimony, the beast, the Antichrist, that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, overcome them and kill them. All right? But only after they are finished. Okay? They won't die before they finished. All right? So, they will be killed. And verse 8 says that, and their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Gomorrah. Yes, and Egypt. Okay, which city is that? Where also our Lord was crucified. You understand? So imagine Jerusalem in the spirit being called Sodom. And you know what happened in what? Yeah, evil, homosexuality. Okay? So there are the things I'm saying. By the way, Jerusalem, yeah, that's where the Lord is coming. I need to emphasize this because now you can go from the tangent and then we start hating Israel, start hating the Jews. You understand? I haven't said that. It is Israel is the Holy Land. Jerusalem is the holy city. The Lord is coming to reign there. Okay? So right now they are holy in the sense that they are set apart. That's what that word holy who means. Set apart for a special work. Eh? All right? But that doesn't mean that what is happening there is holy. Do you understand? Yeah, I want to go to Jerusalem. I want to go to Israel. Okay? I'm learning biblical Hebrew with my daughter, Eden. Yeah, I love the land. I love the country. I love the people. But I'm not deceived, okay, known to know that evil abounds there. Do you understand? Uh-huh. Okay, these things are very important. Hallelujah. So you see, in the spirit, Sodom. So a CV here, God is like, no. All right? Glory be to God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1. Okay? It says that, and to the angel of the church in Sardis. Okay? Right. This thing says, he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know your works, that you have a name, that you are alive. Okay? And what is God saying? You are dead. The world is saying, man, great. Heaven is saying that, zero, nothing. Okay? So we want to have, to be quality Christians before God. When our CV in heaven is very good. As a church, okay, but most importantly, and as individuals. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3, verse 17. Okay? Jesus is telling this other church, the church in Laodicea. He says that you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing. Okay? And you do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. Okay? On earth, quality. Okay? Heaven, bichups. Bichupuli. You understand? Eh? Okay? Grace, joy. We shouldn't be like that. Amen? Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 2:9. Okay? Revelation 2:9 says, okay, now this is the church of Smyrna, however you pronounce that word. He says that, I know your works, tribulation and poverty, but you are rich. Okay? Hallelujah. So, the CV here, the heaven on earth is not good, but heaven is like wonderful. Okay? That's how we should be. Okay, we shouldn't really, don't spend your energy to please men, to be like the world. Okay? We should live with this thing of wanting to please God in everything that we do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? A high quality life in the eyes of God, before God. That should be our pursuit. Amen? Now, a high quality life before God is a life that is fruitful in two things. All right? It is fruitful in two things. The first thing in which it is fruitful is as far as the fruit of the Spirit is concerned. Glory be to God. The other area in which it is fruitful is as far as good works are concerned. Glory be to God. If you abound in the fruit of the Spirit and in good works, all right, especially in what you are called to do, and you're doing it where you're supposed to do it, all right, you'll be a high quality Christian in the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Men, women might not think much of you, but don't worry. It doesn't really matter. Hallelujah. Amen? So let us first look at the fruits of the Spirit. You remember we're supposed to be fruitful in that area, okay? Yeah. And you all know where they are, okay? They are listed all over the Bible, but that term, fruit of the Spirit, is used in Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5, from verse 22. It says that, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All right? How many fruits of the Spirit are there? How many are there? Okay, 9. Okay, but my opinion is And then it continues and says that against such, there is no law. Against such, meaning that the other thing we should be in the list. So I don't, but it's not a big deal, eh? But I don't subscribe to the thing that there are 9 fruits of the Spirit. I don't. But it's not a big deal. You can believe it and preach it and encourage people with it. Eh? Okay, but for me, I don't. Because, for example, yeah, there's no forgiveness in this list. Forgiveness is the fruit of the Spirit. Did you understand? But it's not here. And the other things which are not here. Glory be to God. Okay? But basically, yeah. Hallelujah. We should walk in love. Amen? Okay? We should have joy. We should have peace. Don't be a troublemaker. Hallelujah. Okay? In your marriage, don't be the one who, what's the word? This one, why I'm asking is because you had a marriage fellowship some time ago, and there's a word you used, conflict. Hallelujah. Don't be the one who had, conflict. Okay? There's a gentleman here who is what? Who is a, yatanika or conflict, more familiar. If a conflict is to come, let it be your spouse who is finding it an issue. Nenga, there's really no issue. You understand? Eh? For example, you tithed. Then, man, conflict. Kati, your conflict in heaven, you are okay. Do you understand? Eh? Your conflict, yeah, for that one, be ready to cause it. All right? But these are things of, you understand, yeah? Okay? Be the one, promote peace. Eh? Don't be the reason why peace is not existing. Glory be to God. If peace is not existing, let it be because you did a good thing, and your canoe, what? Your spouse is finding it, Chimisabuvi. Mr. Gera. Yeah, Glory understands. I'm taking a Kuranga. Anyway, when I speak Uganda, she understands. Because she was in a Uganda speaking church and she enjoys hearing Uganda. Glory be to God. Amen? So, love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Long-suffering. Okay? Not just patience. You know, you can be patient, but when you're eating ice cream, you even pray for a longer, to wait more. Hallelujah. For those of you who want to grow fat, what? You're eating ice cream, waiting. You understand? No, now this one is long suffering. All right, you're waiting. You understand? All right, or you're seated on thorns, on fire. Yeah, those are, the fruits of the Spirit that should be in our lives. Kindness. Be kind. Be what? Be kind. Andrew, be kind. Of the motokayo, then you see Bambi, an old lady. Then you can wait night out. And even get out of the car and stop cars, you understand? You quarrel with guys, right? I have packed, right? Don't you see? That quarreling is good. Quarreling is bad, but that one of telling you, but that is not quarreling. That is disciplining. Yeah. Anyway, you understand. You see a lady with kids trying to cross the road. As in, why don't you be kind? Hallelujah. But there are times when that kindness might create an accident. Because you see some guy is coming, on full speed behind you. You let someone cross, they're going to be knocked by that, over-speeding guy. So, again, you should be kind with discernment. Be wise as you're being what? Kind. But the bottom line is, be kind. Amen? Be what? Be kind. Hallelujah. People like kind people. All right. It's good to be kind. Hallelujah. And to be kind. Even can hear the word how it sounds. Kind. It's a nice word. Kind. One of the coolest words in the English language. Hallelujah. Do you know what it means for someone to say, man, this guy is kind? Hey, man, that's one of the greatest CVs you can have. And I'd want to have that. Amen? And we should have it as those who want to be considered of high quality by God. Glory be to God. Okay? Goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. Okay? Gentleness. Okay? Some versions also say, basically, something about like humility. Be humble. Be what? Be humble. Amen? Be humble. Okay? Even if you studied in America, high school, what? Be humble. When you come back to what? Yeah, to Ugandans. When you meet guys who studied from Africa. King's College, Buddha, what? Be humble. To buy some muscle. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you refuse to bear the fruit of the Spirit, all right, your actions will be what the Bible calls the works of the flesh. Basically, bad fruit. And you might end up in hell. You might end up where? In hell. The Bible says you will not inherit the kingdom of God. And it is in that same chapter of Galatians 5. Amen? Galatians 5, verse 19. All right? It says that, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery. Okay? That is, you all know what adultery is. Fornication. All right? Having intimacy. When you're not married, all right? It is sin, it's evil, all right? Uncleanness, okay? These are words which used to mess me. And what is uncleanness? All right? So I decided, there's a time I decided to search what is uncleanness. Does it mean not bathing, not brushing your shoes, a dirty shirt. It didn't mean that. Eh? But it means, okay, having impure thoughts. Okay? The same thing as, like, looking at a woman to lust for her. Now, those, you know, to lust after her. Those thoughts. That is what the Bible says. Uncleanness. You know, eh? You watch dirty movies. Definitely your thoughts will be unclean. Okay? You read dirty books, dirty magazines, dirty tabloids, you know, eh? All right? You'll be unclean to be filled with evil sexual thoughts. Hallelujah. And there's this one. How do you pronounce it? The next one? Budonian. Shout. Okay. Lewdness. I just wonder, what's that? You understand, yeah? Okay? So, that one means basically being vulgar, being obscene, okay? Behaving in such a way as to like, arouse sexual, you know, thoughts and feelings. Hallelujah. And so, that also includes how we dress. Okay? Because you can dress with you see? So your intention is to do that. Okay? It is to do that. Okay? Pastor Bwakugambako, Ugamba, the pastor is 50 years, maybe at that. But it's here. You're going to go to hell for nothing. You understand? Eh? Yeah. Even if you want to look good for, like if you're married, you can still wear burunji and it's okay, looks at you and say, yeah, I nine mboko. You don't have to be obscene. If you're single and you want to be beautiful, you can still wear well, and the single guys look at you say, she's a beautiful girl. I want, you are good, I want that one. But you are old. Yeah. You don't have to be obscene. You're dressing to be obscene for you to what? You end up in hell for nothing. But of course it won't be for nothing. Hallelujah. You see, they are the things I say, and I'm like, for me, I want to tell you everything so that I'm innocent. I don't want to get to heaven and go, Tewaba Gamba. You know? For me, I want to be innocent. That's why I told you some time ago, okay? I'm going to get another name. Okay? Yeah, Pastor Innocent. Okay, you don't have to dress badly. Then even now, men, Nabo. You don't have to show your underwear. Why do you have to show your underwear as men? It's a spirit. What's the issue, eh? What underwear is what? Like, what is, what, how cool is that? You know, it's just, okay? Then even men wear pants and what, which again, okay? The parts of the body which are not supposed to be, it's a devil, by the way. Okay? And the LGBT is involved in all this. Do you think of showing underwear as what? Those are homos. They are behind it. Okay, quiz, it's not cool. Now you're showing me where your anuses. It is homos. By the way, I'm a doctor. So those words, what? They are used. Yeah. But sometimes, like in a church here, to make a point to some minds, you have to what? That's the first time I've used it in 8 years of LAT. It's the truth, isn't it, Dennis? Yeah, but, but remember I first looked around, I first surveilled the place. We're a small church. Okay? So, if the twins had been here, I wouldn't have what? You said it. But I saw crazy, you know. So, as in showing your honest, what? So you can see there's a homosexual thing behind it. It is a homo thing. Okay? And the Bible says homosexuals are going to hell. It's there in the Bible. Do you understand? Eh? Lewdness. So it is not only women. This generation never saja. Okay? You young men, put on your, wear your belts. If you don't want to wear a belt, wear a trouser and a quarter what? Waist bulungi. If you don't want to wear a belt, I think it's okay, you know. Yeah, but ladies in what? In Pali what? Ngategwa. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Yeah, it's bad. Amen. Idolatry. Sorcery. Sorcery. Yeah, it includes obusezi, you know. Okay, sorcery. Remember? Knight who dancing? Remember that guy I told you who was telling Pastor Godson when he went to Hubare? In where was that? Bukunja, the place called Bukunja. There's a lot of witchcraft, night dancers. Some man guys are at a burial ceremony. Okay, then some man come and assures them, "Bomumalo kuzika, fetuja kujia tulie." After you've buried, for us for coming, what to chew? Okay, so yeah. And so, sorcery, of course, it includes witchcraft. Do you know that Christians, some Christians are in witchcraft? Do you know that? Okay? They are Christian women, young girls, men. You know? You want to catch a man, what? Go to witch doctor Nakua. It's called what? Yilizi, Yilizi, yes, you know? Something. Then there are those beads, which what? Hey, man, and something, you know, anyway, it's very sad. But balokwale, these things, when you see them, don't assume omuntu. Simulokwale. Balokwale. But somehow they are like, maybe God is delaying them and they are suffering. They are long suffering. They are like, now. We have to take what? What do they say? To take the power in our hands. Eh? It's called that. Matters in our man, you go to hell. Eh? Okay, because witchcraft is a devil. Hallelujah. Amen. Hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, obutamiv. Obuchi? Yeah, then there's this word which I don't know how to pronounce. Reveries. Is that the right pronunciation? Those loud, noisy parties. Okay? Which, of course, involve drinking. Okay? And definitely they lead in what? Illicit sexual activity. All right? Reverie, you blankets and wine, whatever it's called. Those things, every gunda, every vuru, every tali praise rally. Those things, please stay away from them. Stay away what? Stay away from them. They are not fruits of the spirit. They are works of the flesh. They are what? What are you doing there? Vigunde chivulu, you know. I looked up the definition of this word. And first of all, you're not even being kind to people who want to sleep at night. Remember, supposed to be kind. You're not being kind. People want to sleep. You understand? And while you're there, you're sinning. Okay? Yes, run away from those things, okay? And the like. Okay? just like Mufuts Mwalimu and such. And they like, but and they like, okay? We intuitively know them. Things like this. Okay, then he tells them, of which I tell you beforehand, okay, just as I told you in time past, that what? That those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. If you want to know what not inheriting the kingdom of God means, okay, please don't get the definition from Creflo Dollar. Hallelujah. Amen. You just say, you know, it means if you're supposed to get a big-time job, because of lack of self-control, you want to get the job. Ojja kusubirwa ki omulimu dire ojja kukuyitako kubanga you don't know how to wait to suffer. That is what it means, not inheriting. Okay? It just means you won't inherit the kingdom. Okay? That big time job that you want, it is not the kingdom. Is it? So how can not getting it mean that you haven't inherited the kingdom? Okay? You'll be in hell. Hallelujah. But for us, as LAT, as individuals who are here, okay, we're supposed to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen? The fruit of the Spirit, very important. Okay? Especially since we want to be high-quality Christians in the eyes of God. Mukamanga akogerako. Hallelujah. Nestaninga akumanyi. Gamba. Esta gwe weita wakavi. Bruce Jr., where I'm coming from. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? Gastani man is like that one. He has to plot for you, you know. But if the devil is not plotting for you, then that means that you're with him. You understand? You're with him. Okay? I was listening to Jamil Mugera, the ex Satanist. And he's saying that they don't send Satan's agents to, like, the Catholic Church. They don't send them to mosques. Because already Abu Babadina. Hallelujah. So you see now, that is now the danger. You run out of Balokole churches. Kubanga mu Balokole churches, mubera mu devil's agents. But where you've gone, you've surrendered yourself to the devil. You understand? Of course, I'm not saying that all those things are good. Many churches of Uganda, churches right now, they are good. Okay? And I don't have issues with people who are there. Amen? Yeah. Hallelujah. And so, you see, what was I talking about? All right? Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah. The devil should know you the way God knows you. Hallelujah. Yeah, high quality Christian. When God has an assignment, God has some work he wants to do. He's a crazy man. Crazy is the one who will do for me this. Hallelujah. Give a big hand clap to crazy. He has a good CV. Amen? Yeah. When God knows you, we're generous. You know, there are people God can't give a dream of giving, like give so and so some money. Because Mkama Wagamba, it's a waste of time, man. Mala Malusuganye. When God says, I'm wasting my what? Because your name is Namugamba. You understand? Of course, Mkama is a Mugamba, as in guy wange, now we give. But there are some guys who God will just say that one. But I hope you know that for all of you, God knows where you keep your money and how much it is. Eh? The devil might not be knowing. Okay, but God knows. Hallelujah. Amen. And God, one time, man, a child of his can cry out to him for help, financial help. And God is like, "You need an account, Jemani. Nina account, Jemani, over DFCU, over under the pillow. It's called what? Akameza, eh? Nina Akameza came money, kuliko cash. Okay, then, you know, and that's good, eh? She was taking a man, eh? Mukama, akumatira. Glory be to God. So when you get a dream like that, don't wake up when you're sad. Mukama, kubi omugo, you know, eh? Those things. Someone has died, then you say, what? That's how Baganda cry. Mukama, kubi omugo. Yeah, don't, eh? Hallelujah. Of course, it might hurt a bit, but encourage yourself that God, he believes in you, you understand? And by the mere fact that he is taking that money, God is not a thief, eh? Okay? It means that he will take care of you. It might not be tomorrow, but yes, he's a good God. Glory be to God. Amen? Hallelujah. Okay? Amen? The fruits of the Spirit will distinguish us as Christians of high quality. The opposite, the works of the flesh, will not only distinguish you in heaven as a Christian of no quality, okay, but, okay, worse than that, you won't inherit the kingdom of God. You end up in hell. Amen? 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5, okay? It is also talking about the fruits of the Spirit, all right? But in other words, all right? 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 5, it says that giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. So you have faith in Christ, only molokole, so add to that virtue. Basically, these are fruits of the Spirit, amen? Okay? And to virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. Okay? That is long suffering. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. Okay? Be kind. To brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful. Remember, we're talking about being fruitful in the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Okay, so if these things are yours, okay, the fruit of the Spirit, okay, that means that you're not barren and you're not unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things, he who lacks what? The fruit of the Spirit. So what does he have? The works of the flesh. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. Walukoka, katonda agarwa ogende mugulu. Be diligent to make that call and election sure. Because oizo kubiza nyinamu, alright? Google Maps ne ku what? Ne kutwala mugeena. Alright? Be diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, which things? Okay, the fruits of the Spirit, amen? If you do these things, you will never stumble. Another version says, you will never fall. Amen? You will never do what? Fall. For Saul, an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You inherit the kingdom of God if these things are bound in your life. But if they're not there, okay, you're full of obusezi, and the like, okay, you, an entrance will not be abundantly supplied unto you into the everlasting kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Amen. So, to be a high quality Christian before God, number one, let us be diligent to abide in the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? The Spirit is already there. Let us cooperate with Him to behave the way God would want us to behave, to walk worthy of our calling. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Now, like I said, the second area where we should be fruitful, or in which we should be fruitful, is as far as good works are concerned. Good works. Amen? Good works. Colossians chapter 1, verse 10. Okay? Paul is wishing, and I think he's praying, for the church at Colossae. He's praying for them that you, the Colossians, may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him, being fruitful in every good work. Being what? Fruitful in every good work. Okay? That is the will of God for us. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah, do good works. Amen? Like when you're on the road, you're driving, and then you stop for someone. And that, and it didn't have to be an old lady. Okay? It can even be a young man. Hallelujah. Okay? Can be what? Young man. All right? Yeah, but just stopping for that person to pass, heaven is like very good. Okay? Now, please, if I give you a lift, today I have a car. Today I have what? Most Sundays I don't have car keys. Not today. Now, if I give you a lift today, don't be on the lookout or crow about what? Pastor, again, now go practicing every other day. I will read that. Hallelujah. You might make me knock. There's someone who's taking notes. Yeah? These preachers, boge, terabi cola. Boge about giving. Bote bagaba, bagala, babawe. But for them, they don't want. They don't give. Okay? Now, you can't be stopping for everyone, you know. Dennis, if you do that, you won't get to your wife in what? Mulawa. You're stopping everywhere, you know. Hey, you understand, eh? God is not saying stop for everyone. But once in a while, you know. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, you know, good works. There are many things, you know. Like doing something in your church. It's a good work. What the worship team has just done for us. Wonderful worship. That's a good work. Glory be to God. That's a what? A good work. That's a what? A good work. Amen? Many good works. If your wife is crying, when you come back, I can't wait. You know, that's a good work. Hallelujah. God might not even reward you for that, because your wife will reward you. She will come and testify, man. She will tell me, man, my husband loves me. Now I go, Musaja, Musaja. And you come back. banange otuko eh yeah ono tukuba omusajja. My husband loves me. But there's someone in this church who is single. Yesterday morning, my wife had a dream about you. Now there's some man who loves you. So she asked me yesterday at night when she was narrating the dream that, what do you think of the dream? Is it from heaven? Is it from, you know? And I was like, well, it sounds okay, as in. Yeah, so anyway, they might give you a phone call. Yeah, then it will be up to you and your God to find out. Yeah? But for the good dream, man, you know. I think the dream guy, Yadde Muzungu. The what? Yeah. But if they're not here, they're what? Never LAT. Most guys don't. They cut service and they don't police into what? And they miss important things, you know? And they miss good stories. Good stories which, if you're stressed, they can lighten your what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Echo nacho what? Okay? So, fruitful in what? Good works. Okay? Now, be fruitful in good works, but especially in that work which you are created to do. Do you understand? All right? Be fruitful, especially in that. Give it special attention. You well know God has called you to do something somewhere. Be fruitful in that. As you do other good works. Are you listening to me? Amen? But everything knows this thing. Because I've preached them since what? 2014. Amen? These days, there's nothing new that I'm saying, I think. The new things I'm saying are the new dreams. I think more or less, never related day what? Akaloto. Nenga skangi. But I'm the one who has shared it. All right? Glory be to God. Okay? Okay? Your calling. Now, yeah, okay? We read this scripture last week, last Saturday, last Sunday. Colossians 4:17, okay? Okay, Paul tells the Colossians that, say to who? Archippus. Say to him what? Say to him that, take heed to the ministry you have received in the Lord, that you may fulfill it. Fulfill your ministry. Everyone. By the way, ministries are not only for preachers. You have a ministry. Whatever God has called you to do, it is your ministry. Fulfill it. Full what? Fulfill it. Hallelujah. If you don't know it, ask the Lord. But in the meantime, do good works. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Esther is fulfilling her call. Esther is called to sing, to worship the Lord, to praise Him. Okay? To help God's children to do that. Hallelujah. All right, she's on that journey of fulfilling her call together with her husband. Okay, the worship team is doing that. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Rachel is doing that. Dennis, wherever he works, I hope you know that he works on TV and on radio. But that's what we kids know because Bakula have more radio. Bakuli is on radio. Remember when we were young? I don't know about you guys, but man, a radio speaking. Somehow we thought there was a man there, man. Some kids have broken what? Those radio sets. Eh? Could they build someone there? There's someone speaking what? Yeah. Amen? And whether they are very intelligent kids, you can say that now. Those ones are daft kids. Like Pastor Moses. But even in fact, that is a sign of intelligence, man. Because the voice must be coming, what? And the kid knows the only voices, it's human beings. You understand, eh? So the kids will think, what? Osulam radio. Amen? Then now this generation, now most of them are seeing you on TV. They believe you are in their TV sets. That's where you dream from. About Russia, Ukraine. Amen? Fulfill your what? Ministry. For some people, their ministries are, one of their ministries is giving. It's just their ministry. No one sees them doing any work. What? Good. But they're fulfilling that because they're what? Giving. It's one of the gifts they have. Eh? All right? While we are on campus, we had a guy who's now an architect. I think he was a year above me, above us. Okay, where I was in medical school and for him he was in tech. Born again, eh? A nice guy. Now, this guy, according to him, I don't know whether it was wrong or right, eh? No? But whatever the case, whether it was, if it was wrong, what he was doing was good. So what was he doing? He said that his calling, okay, in those days, was to take out people for a meal. All right? For a meal. Okay? Yeah. And I think it was boys and girls. Eh? Yeah. It wasn't just chicks. Okay? Yeah. Guy just comes, what? Takes you to Tipsy, Chili, whatever. How could we get chips? He say in the order what you want. And the guy, he said that was his calling. That he must come because you're like, wow. But you don't know. Just be, you can say, my opinion is, it wasn't. Yeah? Put that phrase, my opinion. Okay? And the guy did that. I don't know whether he continued to do it at his workplace after he left uni. Okay? But fulfill your what? Your ministry. Okay, be like Jesus, okay? We read this last week, John 17, verse 4. Okay, Jesus says, okay, he speaks to the Father, and he says, I have glorified you on the earth. This is shortly before he goes to the cross. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Hallelujah. Okay? Leave this earth when you have finished what you are born to do. Okay? Glory be to God. Last week I accomplished a part of what I was born to do. I told you about tithing. Because that is one of my callings. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I have finished. Then he says that, okay, glorify me with the glory with which I had with you, okay? So it's going back now to a reward. And even you, after you finish doing the work that God who gave you to do, you'll be rewarded in eternity. Hallelujah. And some of that rewarding, like we have already said, okay, it begins here on earth. Glory be to God. Amen? Psalm 90, as I end. Psalm 90, verse 10. Moses, the servant of the Lord, says, the days of our lives are 70 years, and if by reason of strength, they are 80. Yesterday, I was in Jinja. I drove to Jinja 2 hours, another 2 hours coming back, okay, Geraldine and the kids. Okay, that's why Geraldine is not here. She had to rest. Okay, anyway, we were attending a party. It was a birthday celebration of an eight-year-old. Okay, so the days of Eli are 7 to 8. So, but these years are few. Compared to Adam. Adam lived, was it 960 or 930? Kati mwete mtu usana chikumi. Ama tu se chikumi, those who clock 100, they're few. These years are very few. Okay? So knowing that these years are few, let us maximize them. And there are some people who will die even before then. Okay? Before they clock that age. Then if we're all alive by the time the Lord comes, okay? Some of you will be, I don't know. You understand? You'll be alive when the Lord comes back. Okay, when he returns, we should be able to present unto him what we did unto him. The fruit of our labor. The fruit of good works. Glory be to God. So, Moses says the days of our lives are 70 years and by reason of strength they are 80. Then in verse 12 it says that what? So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. My understanding of this is teach us, help us to realize that our days are few so that we can maximize them. Glory be to God. Maximize them, accomplishing the will of God for our lives. Glory be to God. Okay? Sometimes, always, I am amazed at people who know, as in, evidently know the will of God for their lives, and they just play around with it. Now, remember, like, there was someone in this church, okay, when they joined this church, I think they were here like for a month or two, then something happened and they left. Okay, now when they left, while they were there, they had a dream. Okay? And the dream was telling them, go back to that small church which you left. Because the way up is down. Alright? Then the person came and shared with me that dream. I said, Kati, I'm back. Then, I think it was 2 years or something like that after that. Something happened, some misunderstanding with some people. Then, shoo! I mean, you're like, what? Anyway, so I get to hear the news. You're like, what? That person. Okay? Then I don't know what happened. Either Bambi. Those days I had love, I think. An opportunity came and I met them and I talked to them. I'm like, wait, do you remember? Hey, you know. Then after that, they sent me a message that, yeah, my church is LAT or my pastor came back. Then you know, Baganda say about like what you kai. You've heard of that friend? Like someone having an insect in their head. Then shoo! And you're like, so you see now, just imagine if you're married. Because you see, it's okay to mess yourself up. Goli single, so you mess yourself up alone. But now if you're married and there are things God was going to do for the family, because of your being in the perfect will of God. Maybe money or something like that, opportunities. So you see how, Bambi, you're messing up innocent kids. An innocent husband, an innocent wife. Because, you know, so then forever, well, not forever, but for a long time, you remain down. Because God Yahugamba, I will take you up. Only if what? You know, now you know, I think God, anyway, these things are mysteries. And now, what do you do? Someone has done it once, twice, three, you know, eh? Just say, unless, cause Dennis Mujimba to dream when in the dream I saw Jesus telling you, get your phone, then I saw you getting out your phone, then the Lord went in your what? Contacts, eh? Look for a certain number, but it's not there. Then he gave it to you because you see you had deleted it. Because you're no longer responsible for, you know, you name come and he told you, call that person. I can't, you understand? Eh? Yeah, but me, if you're here, eh? Okay, fulfill the call of God upon you. Don't play with things. Don't what? Don't play with your calling. Don't, eh? All right? But I don't know whether I should say that. Most importantly, don't play with the fruit of the Spirit. Because that one, eh, you might end up. Now, if you don't do what you are born to do and where you're supposed to do it from, I don't know. Eh? A Christian who can help me. Maybe that one, you might go to heaven, but as a pauper. You understand? I don't know. Or even that one, I don't know if it will lead it well. I don't know. I told you, unfortunately, you have a pastor who doesn't know everything. Glory be to God. Amen? A high-quality Christian before God, bearing fruit. Amen? Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.